emotional well-being, fixing how I felt. From Stephen in Buxton. At a meeting I attended recently, this question, what makes an alcoholic, was put forward as a suggested topic for discussion. At first, I silently came up with a smart remark along the lines of drinking a lot. As the meeting progressed and people shared more valuable insights than the answer I had initially given, I began to reflect more thoughtfully on the question posed. What does distinguish an alcoholic from a normal or even a heavy drinker? I don't believe that it is simply the drinking, either the quantity or the frequency. The Big Book makes it clear that this is just a symptom of a deeper underlying malaise. As it says on page 64 of the Big Book, our liquor was but a symptom, so we had to get down to causes and conditions. End quote. Perhaps there are as many views on this question as there are people in AA. For myself, I think that what makes me an alcoholic is that I turn to alcohol to serve a purpose. It never could and was never intended to. All my life I'd keenly felt an emptiness, an incompleteness, a sense of insecurity that just nagged away at me from the inside and would not go away. In my younger years, I was not aware of this in a way I could articulate, even to myself. And if I could have done, I certainly would have not admitted it to anyone else. But the fact was that I just couldn't stand the way I felt and had to find a way to fix it. I tried various methods to address this unpleasant feeling, aiming for success in any number of endeavours, seeking praise and recognition, money, relationships, and on. None of them worked, at least certainly not for long. And I began to become quite disillusioned with life. Then I discovered alcohol, and all the stars finally lined up. At last, this is what I've been looking for all along. That empty, incomplete feeling was finally fixed, or so it seemed. Looking back now, I believe that the effect of alcohol was such as to obliterate, rather than fix, that empty feeling. But at the time, I wasn't about to split hairs like that. I just wanted more alcohol. Was it any surprise that I returned again and again to something that seemed to work such wonders? And why was it when I first came to AA admitting that I had a problem with alcohol now, that when confronted with the idea of giving it up entirely for the rest of my life, my response was, "You can't be serious." Thankfully, AA had what I really needed. The letter which Bill W. received from Carl Jung explains my dilemma this way. His craving for alcohol was the equivalent, on a low level, of the spiritual thirst of our being for wholeness, expressed in medieval language, the union with God. Taken from the language of the heart, page 280. Perhaps the alcoholic's restless search isn't so far off base after all. We just chose the wrong higher power. End.